The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Gil Brady. Gil Brady.
All right, we're getting ready to pull back the curtain to a very large degree, but coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. They have stuff that you don't think is ever even built, except once every now and again. They have it in stock. ReactiveGunworks.com. Not too long ago, there was a show on television. It was under the heading of reality TV. Unfortunately, you know, most reality TV has this injected drama. This show, at least the premise of this show, was complete fiction. There was only one piece of reality there. There was this guy there named Joe that worked there. And turned out he owned the place. And joining us again, it's been a while since he's been with us, but joining us again for the first time in a while is Joe Moe of Ackless Defense. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How are you, man?
I am doing okay. And we're not going to discuss any more of that old stuff. I just had to set the stage.
Oh, awesome.
How is Ackless coming along? It's awesome. How long has it been as Ackless now?
Right now we're hitting 18 months. We are doing similar stuff to what you saw back in the day, but
right,
a lot better, a lot faster. Like
without so much drama.
Yeah. You mentioned that there was only one thing, but there are actually two things.
Yes,
timelines that the show was shot under.
Right.
That was 100% real.
Okay.
Some of the reasons that it was done for may not fit, but the pressure and the timelines were always genuine. Which
even the thing with Las Vegas.
A lot of that, yes.
Yeah.
And it was filming pressure because we had to get it done for filming just to have it out of the way so we can hit the rest of the schedule or so we can hit the schedule for our actual production line. Because believe it or not, I had to keep us up and running with our standard builds. Our customers still expected their product. They didn't care we were on TV. So, hey, that's cool. Let me buy it. After that, they wanted their stuff. So.
And that was a part of the reality, wasn't it? You were the man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So is that why I always saw you hanging out and watching everybody that got on the CNC machine? To keep from breaking always, that piece.
Always kept a good eye on the CNC machines. That was the bread and butter.
Yeah.
Right now I'm looking outside my office and I'm watching the lathe finishing up on a part right now.
Now, one thing for those of you that are considering coming and meeting me and Sean at Second Call Defense, Joe is going to be there, and me and Joe and Beth Baca, the Ninja Director, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to do something. I don't know what we're going to do though. Second Call Defense is a bunch of lawyers, so I've already pretty much got the bail thing figured out. So
we're good to go. That's the hardest part.
Yeah. So I mean. And some of the stuff that you, I was stationed in Louisiana for a while. I know that the Louisiana natives are sort of a hardy people. So, you know, we might have to tone that down, but that'll be okay. Okay, but you're going to have a booth at the NRA meetup. What's going to be at the Atlas Defense booth?
Absolutely, we've got a much larger booth than we had last year. It's going to be booth 2936. We're going to have all of our products. We're releasing all of our new suppressor line. The NRA is the launch time for our newest suppressor. It's the 9mm pistol can called the Pillum. It's under 9 ounces. And here's the catcher. It is $399 MSRP.
Wow.
We're really, really messing with the market with this one.
Yeah, that is messing with the market. Normally,
yep.
That means that the, for what, around $600, which is normally a good can costs more than $600.
Yep. Yep.
But that includes the cost of the NFA fee.
Absolutely. This one is full auto rated, 7075 hard anodized. It's very durable. We've shot it and done some really crazy, insane things to it, and it's held up just fine. So really proud of it.
One thing we need to point out. Now, this thing will be coming up for sale later on this month.
Yep. NRA is starts on May the 19th through the weekend.
Joe has very generously offered a coupon code for 10% off anything at Atlas with promo code Lock and Load. Does it matter if it's upper or lower case? Or?
All uppers, Lock and Load, just
right.
Like the title of the show.
Just like the title of the show. So, let's see. That's 60. That would say, well, no, that would save you $40 on that can, which takes that can price down to $350.
Yep.
I don't know if you can find another one like that, not in that caliber. They want to know if you have a warranty on it.
Absolutely, it's lifetime warranty. If you shoot it out, we will replace it. It is a monocore system, so the tube is the registered part. So if you wear it out. We will absolutely replace the core, and it won't cost you another cent.
That whole NFA thing, if it ever gets to the point to where we could buy cans like they do in Europe, where you can just go to the Ace Hardware store and get a can, you guys, how many of you will even make guns at that point? I would imagine if the NFA wasn't in the way, I'd buy a can tomorrow.
Yeah. It's kind of we've actually had this discussion yesterday and again this morning. Just don't know what direction it would push it. Would it push it to how it is in Europe, where you can just go get a can, and then it may cause a race to the bottom who can create just the absolute cheapest can?
Yeah.
Or will it open up the market and people will want to spend instead of having to spend that $200 extra? Or if the tax still applies. But there's an instant background check or a mixed check. Maybe you can walk out that same day. Maybe the technology and the demand will allow us to make better cans.
I would imagine the first thing that would take off would be everybody buying a threaded barrel.
Absolutely. Yep.
So anyway,
threaded barrel. Bring every 22 and Remington 700 you got in the house and thread them.
Coming up on the first break, AtlasDefense.com is the website. There you can see everything, which, by the way, that outstanding, I believe it was a Ruger 10/22 frame that you built for the zombie episode of that particular television show that we're not talking about. You still make that, and is that for sale yet?
Absolutely it is. Currently, we just received a... unit run. This is the first full unit run of the new branded stock with Atlas Defense. We've got several new parts, and due to feedback from people that had it, we've made some changes to make it an even better unit. But we have those in stock now and getting ready to start shipping them this week. So hop on the website, get your name on the list, and we'll have it ready to go.
AtlasDefense.com. Go check that out. When we get back, we're going to talk about where Atlas Defense is going, because I've heard rumors about something that may be revisiting. I want to find out about that a little bit more. My guest is Joe Moe. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. They have stuff there you've never seen before in your life. And, of course, it's in stock. That's the crazy thing. And I'm not talking about one or two. I'm talking about in stock. Now, talking to somebody that's been here before. He's been around before. Joe Moe from Ackless Defense. Joe, are they going to revisit and maybe put a new spin on things as what you've made rise from the ashes? Because it wasn't the easiest thing in the world to recover from everything you guys had to recover from, just reputation wise, was it?
No, it's been a hell of a road, gaining that back, gaining the client trust back. I've always had industry support. The industry's always been there for me because they knew me. They knew the background. They knew how I was doing it and why and where. But the customers and our clients, our end users, they saw an inside picture through the show that wasn't 100% accurate. So the believability and that came there. So once everything broke, it destroyed the credibility. So we're building that back up. I've got a new brand pushing through, and we're trying to grow. It's definitely not as easy as it was with the marketing platform of the show. But you mentioned that you may have some inside news. I can't imagine where that came from. there has been some talk of kind of revisiting it and having a more techie, serious, more gun-related side of it.
Right.
Definitely be on a different network. But I think a lot of our core people that are interested in the gun world will enjoy the format of the show much better. And kind of get a taste of that. If you take a look at our YouTube, we're kind of putting in little taste of just kind of the stuff we do. It's more of a kind of a comedic side of what we do.
Well, and you know, I always thought that the first permutation of it was they just tried to be so serious, but you sort of had to, the closest thing I've ever seen to what you had to go through was what Recoil Magazine went through when their old editor made a gaffe while he was reviewing an H&K P7, I think is what he was reviewing at the time. And overnight, about, I don't know what the percentage was, it seems like 3/4 of their advertisers quit, left them. Panteo Productions at the time was doing a part of their website, and they just pulled out overnight.
Yeah.
And they were left, and with Recoil, yeah, they were doing part of that with Recoil. And
it was a huge, industry shakeup with it.
Yeah. And you basically had to do the same thing, although it wasn't about you. It was about that perception and that lost something or other based upon what everybody thought of was the projected reality of things.
Correct. And we got a lot of fallout from it for the company and people that were here. I mean, we had weeks where we were having death threats and firebombing the shop, and like, whoa, come on, guys, that's don't believe everything you see on the TV. We've got some great people here and got some great minds, and the direction of the company is still here, and we're still rolling. So I think we're finally behind all that, and kind of the same way that Ian did with Recoil Magazine and all the guys there. I mean, they were really able to gain the trust back of everybody and turn it back into a great magazine, a great place to go for information. Same thing that we're doing here now. Everybody stuck with me. All my team stuck with me. And we pulled through. And, again, we've got a great brand and even better products now.
How much of what we used to see? I used to see AKs. I used to see an occasion. They were breaking into 1911s. You still doing 1911s?
Very minimally. The 1911s are very labor intensive. We still like to do them periodically, but it's more of a custom order type thing.
right.
Not a production line again.
The AKs and the ARs, is that still coming along? Or
ARs, absolutely. We're doing tons of them. AKs as well. We've transitioned away from the Sega platform because they're so hard to get to other platforms. Some of them are primarily U.S.-made parts.
Right.
So they have a lot higher quality and a lot more controllable supply chain with them.
Are we going to see a day anytime in the near future where somebody here in the United States makes a 100% American-made AK? Is that possible?
Oh, absolutely. And there are several people that are very, very, very close to it. The only parts that aren't are just some parts that are just so economical to have them done overseas.
Right.
Forgings and things like that. I just saw a manufacturer with a production line for forging the bolt carriers, which that's a huge step.
Right.
Same thing forging with the trunnions. Or fully milled, properly hardened trunnions. Those are some pretty big steps to overcome. But people are getting there and getting that way.
Will that be something you try to go?
Not yet. No, we're really concentrating on the NFA side of it with the suppressors, as well as brakes and the accessories, some of the lifestyle gear. But we definitely enjoy using. Some of the U.S.-made stuff, the Century Arms stuff, has really, really kicked it up a notch in some really high-quality items.
Atlas Defense, atlasdefense.com. If you go to their website and you see some stuff that you like, Joe has very graciously, all uppercase, lock and load, 10% off. If you can shoot one of his suppressors out, he will put you on the wall of heroes, whatever that is. Is that pretty basically a bare wall?
right now, we've got a couple people up there that have managed to kill our suppressors. One of them, we had a rimfire suppressor, screwed it on a Glock 17 and fired around through it, and I took it out that way.
That's cheating. That's cheating. I don't like that.
Hey, we swapped out the core. We had the two. Checked for any cracks, any fissures, anything like that. Tube survived just fine. Threw a new core in it, sent it back out. He's rolling with it still.
All right. We'll be right back. My guest, Joe Moe, Atlas Defense. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. 800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. My guest this hour is Joe Moe from Ackless Defense, where AcklessDefense.com. You can go there, and if you see something you'd like to get a hold of, Lock and Load, all uppercase. Lock and Load gets you 10% off. Very generous of him to offer that to us. Can I take that picture you just sent me and use that on my social media in conjunction with that promo code?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We're a bunch of geeks around here. So,
nothing wrong with
getting close.
Well, I mean, you're sort of an engineer, aren't you?
Yeah. Sort of a self-taught, I guess, backyard engineer. I don't have any formal engineering. Just can look at a machine and just kind of see and figure out how it works and pull the best ideas from it and engineer solutions to make it better or to develop something else.
Well, I mean, that's what matters. I'm not looking for your resume, but I'm I've been able to tell from what I saw and from what I've heard that you were actually probably a lot of the brains behind all of that stuff that got fabricated and everything.
I've got a great team behind me, and that's something that I was kind of the support behind the characters on the show, but I had a great amount of people behind me that were my support that helped me get everything done and get done properly and quickly.
I've always thought that I saw there was an episode where there was a integral suppressor built into an AK. Was that, did you have your hands in that one?
Absolutely. That was actually one of the first projects we did. And this was at the time before we had the CNC equipment. And we've taken that same concept, and our AKSD these days is worlds ahead of what it was, because we're able to put the materials and the quality and the repeatability that the CNCs allow into building these rifles. And man, it's a nice piece.
Prior to the CNC revolution and gunsmithing, being a gunsmith was a little bit like being a blacksmith, wasn't it, without the forge? I mean, the CNC machine made a lot of things possible that probably took a lot longer to do any other way.
Absolutely. Still manual machining for a one- or two-piece run can oftentimes be faster or just as fast because you don't have to do the programming and the designing. There's a lot more than just walking up to the machine, throwing a program in, and hitting the button. It was a steep learning curve for me, especially just having the experience with an older CNC lathe and then transition to the new modern equipment and understanding it. There's hours before you can even get to the point where you can walk up to the machine and load the program, much less have the tools, tool offsets, all the measurements and things like that. But again, still, if you just need one or two pieces, oftentimes the manual lathe and the manual mill will be the fastest and most effective way to do it.
Right. Plus, those things, if they, is a CNC machine if you're building something that is going to be more than one, and you need more than one, and you're going to constantly be building these things, is it better to do things on a less expensive machine, or is yours a five-axis?
We have a four-axis mill.
Right.
We have a lathe with live tooling, which effectively helps us out with extra axes on the lathe that operates as a mill.
I don't know what the term for that would be either.
it's basically like the lathe has a little bitty mill head on one of the turrets.
Right.
So instead of just doing spinny things, it can also cut square things like a mill does. So we're able to do some of the advantages and cross-platform between the two. We are looking at upgrading some of the equipment in the near future, and one of them probably will be a five-axis mill.
Yeah. Is the market like for you as a manufacturer and as somebody who tries to fabricate parts, is it better for you to make parts like cages and cans and all the other things that go on these weapons? Because the weapons themselves are becoming like a set of Legos. And it's sort of a saturated group of people. I mean, everybody, there's lots of guys making AR-15s. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea how many are making them, but there's lots of guys making them.
This year than it was last year.
Well, there's been a lot of contrition, isn't there? Mm-hmm. A lot of guys have fallen by the wayside because
a lot of people got into it real quick and rode the boom for a very short time, and then when the market dropped, they had no understandings of, hey, the firearms industry is a very up and down, topsy turvy environment. Don't expect
right.
what 18 months ago was to be a continuous thing, and it wasn't. And we were prepared for it. A lot of people were not, which is why right now you can find AR parts flooding the market and for absolutely unheard of prices.
Well, I mean, and plus the AR market is saturated, isn't it? I mean,
the pricing is there.
Yeah, the price point has cratered because of how many guns got out there during the. So I got to commend you. That was some good foresight on your part. That was because there were a lot of people thinking, well, you know, I can make one that's so good it doesn't matter if you've got five, you'll want mine too.
Yep.
So that.
And we still are in that same segment. A lot of people want the best. We offer the best with our ARs and our Falcata systems. Our integrally suppressed items. You mentioned kind of like Legos. AR is pretty much the epitome of a Lego gun. I mean, you can get parts from a lot of different places, and they fit together. Our integrally suppressed stuff is very proprietary, though. It's kind of a one-off stuff. I mean, it's designed for lifetime of use on that gun. You'll never need to replace it.
How is an integrally, I saw that Silencer Co. did this, is a handgun with the built-in suppressor. Is that really practical from a standpoint of carrying a gun that size?
I think it's a great concept. It is going to be a little bit bulkier, but hey, I've gotten to the point where I don't really like shooting without suppressors. You mentioned Europe. It's absolutely frowned on and illegal in a lot of cases to fire a gun without suppressors. So they're available everywhere. Even when we're shooting machine guns, I prefer to throw a suppressor on it, which is why almost all of our cans are full auto rated and we have seriously abused them. Our welded centerfire 30 caliber can, we stuck on PKMs with 500 round belt dumps. And it's just, it's a pleasure.
And it holds up.
With suppressors.
It holds up through 500 rounds.
Yep.
That's pretty good. That's pretty yeah. strong.
It's
coming
it's
up on it. We're coming up on the last break. Aquas Defense, promo code lock and load. Get you 10% off. Go look at that. They may have something that you need. There may be a part that you didn't know somebody made. They may be the ones making it. Go check it out. Look at that 10%. My guest this hour is Joe Moe. And this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
And this is The Last Time on the Firing Line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. My guest this hour is Joe Moe from Ackless Defense. They have 18 months in. They have risen from the ashes of a ruin that was left by something that had nothing to do with them, not personally, not really, just through the glaze of reality TV. Now moving forward and prospering and getting ready for the NRA meetup. Just out of curiosity, like on things like a build, if somebody wanted to do a build with you, what is your turnaround time on a build? Or do you have some stuff already in stock, ready to go?
We have a lot of stuff in stock. All of our suppressors are in stock. All of our accessories are in stock. We still build a lot of the rifles to order, especially the NFA items, the integrally suppressed items, the Falcata ISs and our AKSDs. But our M4 style rifles, oftentimes we keep those in stock. In standard calibers, something like the 458 SOCOMs or something similar. There's some build time on that, but it's not an extended period of time.
What is an AKSD, just out of curiosity? I've never heard one of those.
The ZKSD is basically the AK. It's the AKSD.
Right.
So it's integrally suppressed AK. The current version, the new and improved, is uses a full auto rated can. It's the same internals we use on our user serviceable full auto rifle can. So it's very durable, great sound performance.
Is a full auto rifle can, is that hardier than one that's rated for semi-automatic, or are they the same suppressor?
It has to be hardier. It has to have better materials. It has to be built differently. Oftentimes they are sealed and welded together just to handle the temperature and fluctuation, because that's mostly what it is. Firing a gun is a violent, violent thing when the bullet exits the barrel. It's high pressure, high heat, abrasive particles with the powder and the burning plasma. It really, really is tough for full auto use to build cans that can survive it. You're going to have a little bit heavier can, a little bit more expensive can with the full auto rating.
Full auto rating can be used. I suppose you can step down and go to semi-auto and just never really test it.
You can. It's good peace of mind to know that that full auto rating is there if you ever have to just abuse it, or know that it's going to last no matter what happens, especially on a semi-auto firearm or a bolt-action gun.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go take a look at that just to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always thought that the builds there were unique. And there's something about unique build to, for me.
We definitely, it was always fun for me because I like to build stuff. I like to create and see the stuff I built and use it. So it was always a good time. I mean, who doesn't like playing with large caliber destructive devices and explosives and machine guns and things like that?
Yeah.
The reality is there's not a whole big market out there for it. So I want to be able to develop products that everybody has access to. A real big proponent of suppressors, and I'm really glad to see that the market is stronger than ever. I mean, I've never seen the amount of positivity towards suppressors and purchases for suppressors in all my years in the industry.
There's legislation going forward. I think they're calling it the Save the Hearing legislation or something.
Hearing Protection Act.
There you go.
Hearing Protection Act. Yeah. And
will that be good for the industry?
I think it will be, absolutely. Again, we don't know what direction that would push the industry. Is it going to be a race to the bottom who can produce the most cheapest cans possible? Or is it going to allow people to really develop some interesting cans because there's more demand for it? We just don't know. And how the HPA, what the final rendition would be, we just don't know. We've got really good support for it. I'm supporting as much as I can. The Silencer, I think it's actually Suppressor Association of America now. They just recently changed their name. With Mr. Knox Williams, been doing a real big push for that. The NRA's been backing it. A lot of grassroots backing. So I think it definitely has legs. The current administration is going to have a little bit of a change, but I think we're all looking forward to that change.
I know that like Iowa, they're saying it in the chat room, Iowa just passed a suppressor law. And I'm sure there would be some people that came out that built junk, but the market would take care of that, wouldn't they? The market would take care of itself on that one. In the beginning, it would be bad, but in time, it would wash away. I mean, have you ever heard of IO Inc. before? You ever heard of them?
Yep, sure have.
Where are they at nowadays?
Sure.
Who knows?
They're actually still producing rifles. I hear the quality is slightly better. But it's still, I mean, you're going to get what you pay for, especially in the suppressor world. I mean, it's all going to be based around the materials and the coatings and the engineering in it. So you can definitely build a cheaper can, but is it going to perform to what people expect?
Well, I mean, who wants to go through that? I mean, if you go through the NFA process and you buy a cheap can, which we're talking apples and oranges here now, but I mean, even if I didn't have to go through the NFA and I spend $300 on a can and it comes apart, and every time I'm pulling the trigger on it, I'm sending part of it downrange with the round, that's going to, you know, I'm probably not going to frequent them. I'll have to spend the money twice, though. Yeah.
Yeah, but if it's a $25 can, hey, you get your use out of it and let it roll. Suppressor that's available overseas.
Yeah.
It's a polymer suppressor with a snap-on quick disconnect on it. And I think it's under like $40. The concept doesn't fit here because, like you said, nobody's going to want to go through the weight and pay $200 for a $40 can that you get two or three mags out of.
Yeah, well, I just... That's like a gateway drug, isn't it?
that's not
something that you would want to invest in. I don't want a bunch of junk.
22 suppressor.
Yeah.
And the biggest gateway, 22 suppressor or a 9mm can. Ooh, man. Yeah. I recommend always starting with a 22 suppressor, but due to the weight, do it all at the same time. Get your 22, your 9mm, and a good centerfire rifle can all at the same time.
AklysDefense.com. You can find him on the website, A-K-L-Y-S. I presume you've got a social media presence, right? Yeah, you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I know absolutely. Beth Baca. She's told me all about it. I don't know why I asked that. Forget I asked that.
Yeah.
Check them out.
We're still around 500,000 users on our social media pages.
That just makes me just so sick with envy. Anyway, Aklys Defense, go check them out. Go check out their social media. Go check out the website. There may be something there you didn't know that you wanted. Lock and load. Lock, letter N, load. All uppercase gets you 10% off. Very, very nice offer from our friends at Aklys Defense. We will be hooking up with them. Beth and I will be hooking up with Joe and whoever else wants to show up and maybe risk going to jail that night. We'll be hooking up at the NRA meetup in about, what, 3 weeks, 2 weeks? Two
yep.
weeks, 17 days.
A little over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not far away. It's right around the corner.
No,
finishing up the final edges on the booth now.
I'm glad I don't. All I have to do is bring machine. A couple of backpacks and something to carry some. I can't imagine what you guys are going to carry, though. All of you.
Well, we've got a much bigger and better booth. We've got some awesome giveaways, too, for people that show up and tell us about some of the partners and friends that they've been hearing us on. So definitely come by the booth and say, hey, you heard us talking about Unlock and Load, and we'll have something special for you.
There you go. We'll do it again soon, Joe. Thank you, sir.
All right, Bill. Take care, man.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right. Yes, sir. We'll do it again in 21 hours. Everybody stay safe. No time for all of that talk.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.